Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited. Our good friend Beverly Inman Ebo is back on the show. Bev has been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. We're coming up on 13 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap, and among other books, and she is one of the top people that we turn to when we want to do a better job of communicating. Because that's what she does for a living. She helps companies, large and small, put their best foot forward in the marketplace, internally and externally. Beverly in Manibo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. As always, it is great to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. Beverly, I know one of the things you got on your mind is something that I, you know, when I learned that you wanted to talk about this, I thought, well, I'm sure other people are like this, but I'm not, so I didn't even think, you know, I'm having a hard time seeing the relevance for myself.
Well, in communication, we think that information is so important, yet so many times when we have a breakdown in communication, it's not because our information was wrong, per se, or the other person's information was wrong. Or I even heard you joke earlier that, you know, Generation X may not be listening. It could be due to biases.
Biases? See, I don't have any of those, so explain that to me. I don't even know what that looks like.
Well, a bias is the way that we look at things, and they really can impact the result. It's the way we see things, the way we perceive things. For instance, in communication, one of the most common biases that we have is something that I call semantic equivalence. And what that means is you and I could be talking, and all of a sudden there's a disagreement. One of us senses it or both of us sense it. And what it boils down to is one of us have used a word that means something different than what it means to the other person. It's a common word, but it means something different to them. And all of a sudden they start getting off track. And so if you're the person who is the speaker, and you're like, well, what's this person's being unreasonable?
Right.
So what I tell people is, you know, if it's going along pretty well and all of a sudden there's a roadblock, there's a reason for that roadblock. And it could be a word that was chosen. And it's not always you. It could be the other person. But if all of a sudden you're the listener, let's say, and you're with this person, and then all of a sudden you're like, no, whoa, they're wrong. Remember that point that you took that fork in the road,
right,
and go back and say, when you said blah, 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 what do you mean by that? And most of the time you'll find that if you use different words, I may end up thinking, well, the guy, you know, doesn't have a very good vocabulary, but okay, I get what he's saying. So that's a semantic equivalence, meaning our words don't mean the same thing.
Right.
And even the people that write the dictionaries agree.
Well, here's another thing. If you get hung up on my semantics, on semantics about something I said, and it was just by the way I chose to express myself, what it's going to tell me more than anything is not that you're hung up on that word, but that you're not willing to give me a little latitude in order to express myself. I mean, I'm now, and I know that's probably not the right. You may not think that's the right way to think about it, but it is going to tell me something about you. I'm going to have to be. For example, as you know, Bev, I can be a little forward, and so sometimes I might be a little aggressive with my humor, and some people don't like that. And so, when I see that look on their face, it tells me, okay, dial it back a little bit.
And you know, what you're talking about is another type of bias as well.
I have more than one. So now I didn't think I had any, now I have two?
Now I'm not saying you have them.
Good.
You're helping us segue from one bias to another that's very common.
That's my job here. Go ahead.
We we all have biases. If there's anyone out there listening that thinks, I don't have a bias, you have a supremacy bias, okay? Mm-hmm. Because everybody has a bias, and several, multiple biases. And we get these biases.
You can't be a talk show host if you don't have a supremacy bias.
Everybody. That's right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks for setting me straight on that one.
There you go. All right. So talk to us about that.
The one you were just talking about that other people have.
Right.
I call the halo bias. And halo bias is where you carry over strongly a positive or a negative impression from one area of a discussion or conversation. Mm-hmm. Into another. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the example you gave, you said a word, I didn't understand it, and not only do I just think I don't understand, but I go further and I judge you.
Right.
And I say, whoa, this guy's out of line.
Mm-hmm. He didn't use all the words that I would have wanted him to use.
Right. Or because he didn't communicate clearly in this one instance, or mm-hmm. I didn't like the example that
right.
was given,
right.
this guy can't communicate. My next jump in this bias is, well, he's not very smart. You know, the next jump, I mean, I could go from, you know, he's a, and then you start using names. He's a Republican, mm-hmm. he's a Democrat, he's a mm-hmm. Southerner, he's a Yankee. And you totally are biased to everything that could possibly come out of this person's mouth. Now, if we think about customers that we have problems with, or vendors that we have problems with, or maybe an employee, it could be a halo bias, and you're not going to remember mm-hmm. the beginning of that, mm-hmm. what started it.
And Bev, before we go to the break, I want to say something. This halo bias thing is the reason why when I have a very important meeting or anything like this, I try to make sure somebody else goes with me who's on my side. Because I instruct them, please listen to what we say and watch what is being watch the expressions. In other words, especially if it's somebody we don't know, I haven't met before, we're just starting to develop a relationship. You want to be able to come out of that meeting and say, and when you're critiquing yourself, the other person will see something, maybe the expression or whatever, or they'll hear you say something you didn't think you didn't realize you said it that way. You need somebody else is sort of monitoring this thing to help you understand that. Do you see what I mean?
Oh, that's very helpful, especially if the meeting has a break
yeah.
where that person
absolutely.
Can give you that information. Like you're coming across a little
and
heavy.
You know, and you know what else? It's not even a bad idea to plan a break for that reason.
Exactly.
In a meeting, especially, folks, in a negotiation. We're talking about something I don't have, biases, but you probably do. Beverly says you do. Beverly M. Menebel and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.